Yes, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
John, we can't hear you on the phone. Rob, John, were you able to...
I can't hear him for the vote. Or roll call, excuse me. Yeah.
Are we muted? Are we muted? Oh, I heard you there.
Okay. You can hear us? I saw the little red X thinking we're muted.
So you're here.
Okay, so we're...
And then...
So, John?
Yes.
And then Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so I'd like to make a motion to approve the following meeting minutes: special meeting April 30th, 2020, special meeting May 5th, 2020, and regular meeting May 14th, 2020. Can I ask for a second, please?
Yes, but I didn't
stop. Oh, John, I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Am I close enough now?
Oh, yeah, there, you're good now. That works.
Okay.
Thank you.
No worries. I give a second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. We'll move to old business, bills and payroll. Hand it over to the fiscal officer. Yeah.
Good evening. I have resolution 20102, engagement letter for fiscal office consultants. And this is basically asking to approve another 160 hours of service. Can you hear me okay? 160
yep.
hours of service for $6,000. This is for training and guidance in the areas of Ohio budgetary requirements and accounting and financial reporting. Other services at the request of the township and within the dollar limitations of this agreement. Assist in reconciling the 2020 financial records with the bank. And assist in reviewing the issues identified by the Auditor of State Audit and Local Government Services Divisions.
Okay, so this is resolution 20-102. This is Ari. I move to accept the resolution. Is there a second?
I will second.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
All right. Fiscal Officer Reinhardt, I believe you have a few others on here.
Yes, resolution 2020-103, a resolution to provide annual appropriations for the period commencing January 1, 2020 and ending December 31, 2020. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met remotely today following people were present. Fleshman and Alex Horns.
Yes.
Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves, whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County during the year ending December 31, 2020, and whereas the annual appropriations are effective from January 1, 2020 through December 31, 2020, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the sums presented in Exhibit A, hereto attached, be and the same are hereby set aside and appropriated for the several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during the year ending December 31, 2020. And attached is a three-page exhibit by fund for the appropriations, which are expenses expected through the end of the year.
All right, thank you. So this is Ari. I move to accept resolution 2020-103. Can I ask for a second, please? John, was that you? You're hard to hear.
I said I was taking that.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, are we ready for the next resolution?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, 2020-104, tax advance payments under Ohio Revised Code Section 321.34. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves. This is to Michael Cinziano, Auditor of Franklin County, Ohio, from the Board of Trustees, date May 28, 2020. Whereas the Franklin County Auditor's Office has made it possible for advances on real estate tax settlements to be distributed via electronic transfer, therefore be it resolved that the Franklin Township Fiscal Officer is hereby directed by the Board of Trustees to request an advance on all funds as they become available during the fiscal year 2020.
All right, so there is a, I'll move to resolution 2020-104 to accept. Is there a second?
Discussion, please.
Yep, go ahead.
This is only going to be for year 2020, is that correct?
Yes.
And then I want to make sure, and this is mostly for the record, there is no penalties by taking anything assessment early, is that correct? So the taxpayers, by us taking the early draw, is just monies that, for instance, Mr. Chairman, I sat through a lot of the meetings with the Ohio Township Association when they were pleading this case to be able to do this. One of the things that came up is the money is already sitting in different accounts, and by us getting it early should not appease or appease anyone in any way. So I just wanted to mention that, and I will second that.
Great discussion. Discussion here, Mr. Chairman. The funding, as my understanding is, funding will only be available as to what is actually certified. Am I correct there?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, Ralph, I'll let you go.
This is Jeff Wilczek.
Okay. Yes, Jeff.
But Jeff, we can't hear you. Sorry.
Oh.
Jeff, I think we're still having trouble hearing you here.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, there you go.
I'm not sure what was meant by certified, but if it's when the treasurer certifies the dollars that have been collected on the second half property tax bills, then yes.
Yes, that's what I meant, Jeff. If they're paid and certified, then they would be available. Is that correct?
that would be available, correct?
Okay. And that would not be a draw on next year, 2021. Would purely
that is
be
correct.
This year. Okay. Okay, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. One other thing.
Mr. Chairman, one other thing. To kind of recap, these are monies that were put into escrow as people make their property tax payments, and the money is sitting there. This year, they're able to actually collect that in order for us to get that. So it doesn't impede on next year's taxes whatsoever, and et cetera. So I just wanted to recap on that.
No, great. Thank you for clarifying that. So we have a motion and a second on this resolution. I'd like to call the question and ask for a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, did we have a second on that? Because if not, I'll second that.
Yes, I believe you did.
Yes, I have that.
Okay. So, Fiscal Officer Reinhart, I believe bills and payroll is what we have on the agenda.
Yes. Resolution 20-105, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves bills in the amount of $116,674.02 and payroll ending on May 26, 2020. In the amount of $181,042.29 for a total of $297,716.31 from check number 63275 to 63374 and electronic payments 145-2020 through 160-2020.
All right, so there is a resolution on the table. I'll move to accept. Is there a second? John, was that you seconding?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Great. Fiscal Officer Reinhart, do you have anything else under the old business here?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. We'll move to new business. I don't have anything that's not on the agenda. There's a few things that Administrator Potts is going to talk about that I've been helping with, so I'll wait for that section. Trustee Fleshman, you're up. Oh, John, we can't hear you again. Sorry.
It must be the way this computer picks up. We'll probably need to get next time. We'll need to get a mic here for in the office. So if we're here, because I'm signing checks, I had a question and I can't remember exactly what it was. And yes, I do, but I'll wait till Mr. Stevens is on here when we get to a resolution for the agreement with the city with ODOT. So. Other than that, I don't have anything.
Okay, thank you. Trustee Horn?
Nothing new, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, I do have something. I apologize.
No problem.
If I may back up a moment, is that fine with you, sir?
Good, go for it.
Okay, so I've been working with our Administrator Mark Potts as well as our legal department on the COVID-19 leave policy, and I believe all of you may have seen it and received it today.
Yes.
Okay. So what I would like to do is make a resolution to accept as typed.
So you're making, I'll second. So just for the record, so this is the temporary emergency COVID-19 leave policy that was sent as materials. We can get this over to fiscal office. I will second that. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, this is the for the people that are home listening as well as for the minutes. This is the what the state has recommended and what we go to for our first responders and employees, that if COVID-19 was to come down, how they would, you know, hours, vacation, sick time, and et cetera. Also, this would be enacted through December 31st of 2020.
Great. Thank you for that clarification.
Would you mind reading that, Mr. Chairman? I don't recall exactly what it said.
Yeah, it is a form that should be completed and returned to your supervisor. All information and documents must be submitted to for the request to be considered. It is a form that employees put their name, the date which leave are requested. They have to select the COVID-19 qualifying reason for leave and provide the requested information and documentation to substantiate the need for leave. And that would include that they are subject to federal, state, or local quarantine or isolation order related to COVID-19, that they've been advised by a healthcare professional to self-quarantine because of COVID-19, they're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 and are seeking a medical diagnosis, that they have a bona fide need to care for an individual with whom they have a personal relationship and would be expected to care for the person who has been ordered or advised to quarantine or isolate.
That's okay. I recall it now. It actually doesn't specify a specific time frame or that type of thing per se, does it?
This is just a request for leave that if someone has or maybe suspected of having COVID-19.
Been exposed. Okay, I recall it now then. Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, no problem. So there's a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Fleshman, do you have anything else?
That's it, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mr. Horn, and you said you didn't have anything, correct?
No, that's right. I'm good.
Okay. Fiscal Officer Reinhart, you're up.
I believe the fiscal officer got through everything in her earlier one. There's one particular one I will bring up that Chief Welch can comment on as well.
You are up.
Perfect. I will start with the road department, and Mr. Stevens is on the call, and we're asking for approval of the West Broad Street maintenance agreement with ODOT that was provided to trustees and staff. And Mr. Stevens, if you want to comment on that at all, that'd be great.
Yeah, this is something that has been in the works for quite some time, as you all know, and Administrator Potts and I have been putting a lot of time in with this and going back and forth with the ODOT representatives. And I think we pretty much got it narrowed down now to an agreement that will suit both parties, both ODOT and the township. We've been doing everything we can to get it down to where we won't have much outlay in funds at all, really, to do the work that they were wanting us to do. In the beginning, it was going to be pretty substantial. But now we've got it down to where, now we got it down to where it's just maintenance-based, where we'll be mowing right-of-ways, mowing the medians, taking care of mulching, so on and so forth, trimming the trees after they get the project done and the trees get to the point that they need to be trimmed. Sidewalks, the removal of snow on the sidewalks. This is pretty much in line with the same maintenance agreement that they had with Prairie Township as far as the maintenance side goes. But I think it's time now that we finally get something in front of them that we can all agree on. I did send it in an email today to all three of the trustees and tried to do the best I could to break it down if everybody got a chance to look at that.
Yes, I did, Jim. And a couple of things I want to clarify. We did, the lighting was excluded, which I think you stated. Is that correct?
Correct. The lighting is excluded. We have no responsibility on the street lighting. The only thing that we would have would be the aesthetics of it, the painting of the light poles. But, they all come powder-coated, so it's not like anything's going to have to be an annual thing.
That's fine. And no additional equipment required.
The only real additional equipment that we would need to be looking into, Ralph, before winter would be something to utilize to remove the snow off of the sidewalks.
Okay.
I know that there was some talk, you know, in the beginning with the Hollywood Casino where they were interested in helping us get that piece of equipment. Because when we have nothing in-house, I can't drive a lot of our trucks down the sidewalk, and that's the only thing I've really got to remove snow.
Yeah, I understand.
I think Trustee Fleshman has a perfect thing that says to do snow. Yeah. He may volunteer to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think John come do it every time we get snow.
Yes. I think I'm highly qualified in the snow removing business, and I'm sure I can refer to Lowell Drive as
hired.
That.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate the work that you and Mark did on that. I know that thing's been hanging out for a couple of years or more there, so I appreciate you getting it done.
It did. This whole agreement's done a lot of changing from the very beginning, which started almost 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, probably.
Well, it didn't look like a very good deal for us, and you guys certainly have got it where it is not a bad deal for us, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to remind the board, Mr. Stevens is due diligent in working on this. If you recall, we went down to the point where we were going to be responsible for the lighting, the concrete, the different things that the township taxpayers just would not be able to foot the bill. So in the 4 years of this being rejected and et cetera, I'm pleased that the work that Mr. Stevens has done to this point to get this to where it's manageable and that we can move forward, because when this moves forward, there's a lot of other things that's going to come out of that. With that being said, one other question I have for Mr. Stevens is, do you think that we need to, you and the Administrator Potts need to talk with the insurance company? Is there anything that we need to insure?
I think it's something that, as far as insuring anything along Broad Street, I'm not really sure. I can get with Mark and we can talk it over and go from there. But we definitely need to go back and double check on the
liability.
Yeah,
because I just want to make sure that we're okay on liability. If someone was OMVI drunk driving and they went through there or something, and it comes back, well, the township is that they've got an agreement, they take care of that, and then that puts the liability on us. So I just want to protect the township from any liability.
Yeah, I'm sure Mark and we can get together and we can check in on that, John.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to get a second on this.
So if you're making a motion, so this would be a motion to accept the maintenance agreement. Resolution to accept the maintenance agreement between Franklin Township and the State of Ohio Department of Transportation, FRA-US40-6.31, PID-83018. So there is a motion to accept the resolution on the table from Trustee Fleshman. I will gladly second a resolution, I will gladly second that and also express my gratitude and thanks to Jim Stevens and Mark for getting this done. This is going to make West Broad Street a completely improved area for pedestrians and businesses alike. And so it's great. So I'm gladly second it. Hearing any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Arne?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
What was that resolution number, Robin?
It's 20-107.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, and Jim, I think you have another thing up about the road district. So do we just want to stick on that?
I think I'll let Administrator Potts handle that one. That's his baby there.
Okay, Mark, back to you.
So we have a resolution I sent over to you that was drafted. I consulted with our legal counsel for the creation of a road district in the unincorporated portions of the township. Going forward, if we were to try to possibly obtain further funding through various means for a road district, you have to have created a road district. So the resolution that I presented to everyone is just that, to create a road district within the unincorporated portions of the township.
So this is Ari. I'd like to make a resolution saying resolution creating the Franklin Township Road District comprising the unincorporated area of the township pursuant to the language sent over by Administrator Haas. Is there a second? John, was that you seconding?
That was John.
Okay. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okie doke. We will go on to the fire department. Chief Welch would like to discuss the 2010 Pierce fire truck first.
Absolutely. Good evening, everyone, and we'll move on. But as the board's been aware, I've been working on the 2010 Pierce fire truck contract for quite some time. It obviously got delayed for a few months due to the COVID stuff, you know, the plant shut down and everything. And when I'm in contact with Pierce, which is the actual person that's going to take care of these repairs, just to brief you again, once again, what we did, we found rust on the frame rails of the 2010 Pierce. Come to find out, there's been almost like an epidemic problem with Pierce and their frame rails, and what I'm gathering. I've been working with them, and they came out, did their own inspections, did third-party inspections, and what they decided is that the frame rails need replaced, everything from underneath the truck. Basically, the whole truck needs disassembled, and it needs treated and put back together. In the contract that they provided me, it says that they will replace everything with galvanized frame rails, which I'm a fan of personally. Replace everything that's been lost underneath the truck. As you guys know, a 2010 truck, it's expected to last 18 to 20 years around our township. And right now, right at the 10-year mark, I think it's worth the investment to move forward. Pierce gave me a quote of $36,122. I venture to say there's going to be optional expenses they run. They're going to say other things that's not included. And they're going to approach me there. I'll bring that to you guys. Well, I would like the board to accept this contract, give me permission to sign the contract and send back and get this truck on its way for repair.
Okay. Is there any discussion from the board?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may. First, I would like to thank, Chief Welch and his department for making this happen. I'm sure there's a lot of other departments, as if you recall, that his due diligence in pointing out this flaw, if we may call it that, definitely saved the township a piece of equipment, a very expensive piece of equipment, due to the fact that you could almost take a screwdriver and push through the frame, and we were not going to be able to safely use that with that. So I would gladly second this resolution, if you can hear me.
I can hear you. So, there's no motion. So, if you're making a motion for the resolution, we can have that. I'd gladly second that. Ralph, do you have any discussion?
I have, excuse me, just a quick question for the chief. Did they give you any type of time frame there, Chief Welch, as to when?
They have not given me a time frame. I've talked to the gentleman, and I'm just not getting a clear, concise time frame on when it will return. I do know they're going to and from, and they're going to flatbed it so we don't put additional miles on the train.
Okay. Is there a factory up and running right now, or are you aware?
I'm going to double check before I send it up there because I don't want it sitting, but I'm under the assumption up and running, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. That's all I had. Thank you.
If we could. could raise the resolution where it gives me permission to sign the agreed contract.
Okay, so if John's okay with it, a friendly amendment would be to authorize Chief Welch to sign the contract per the resolution. Are you okay with that, Trustee Fleshman?
I would be, and I would definitely second that.
Okay. So there's motion and second on the table for this resolution. Hearing no more discussion, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe you have another item on the agenda, Chief Welch.
I got a few other things. Can I get that resolution number, Robin?
Yeah, it's 20-109.
109. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, just for your information, there's been at least five other departments that fell behind me in this, so they're all getting their trucks repaired as well. But that's here nor there.
Yeah.
I would like to bring the attention to, actually, Robin, matter of fact. She donated two pit masks to Franklin Township Fire Department, and we're going to use them wisely. I just wanted to bring her some recognition and let the board know.
That's great. Thank you so much.
I remember there was a discussion about this, 6 months ago or something, a story in regards to this. So that was really good that we now have something like that on the medics. I mean, as a pet lover myself, that's just really great for the residents of Franklin Township.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
If you don't mind me adding in a discussion with Robin, this is in honor of her mother, who was a pet lover herself, and she wanted to make sure that we did this. And thank you so much for that, Robin.
You're welcome.
On other things, I wanted to get a resolution to purchase a fire gear. Normally, I have a line item every year to replace six sets of gear. This year's been exceptional. I had to replace a little bit more than six due to us hiring a few new guys during the time being. So I need a resolution to pay All American, and this just came up today. $9,853.24 out of line item 2191-430.
I'll move to make that resolution. Is there a second?
Your discussion real quick, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chief, with the people leaving, are they going to be able to take the gear and then we can get something out of the gear from the new department that they may be going to, as we've seen in the past?
What we've done is we've kept the gear and we're reissuing them to guys that, as long as they fit into them, we're reissuing it. They're not going to waste, trust me.
Oh, yeah, I'm just making a clarification of that so that the people that read the minutes understand, you know, what, why and where the equipment is going to. So I will definitely second this.
One question, Chief. I didn't understand what the cost was, so would you tell me again?
It was $9,853.24.
Okay, thank you.
Just to note to that, I mean, for a little bit along the discussion, we had $5,374.58 left over from the SCBA award that we received last year that Chief Adams got.
Okay.
Called the federal grant people and asked if we could put this turnout gear cost onto that remainder amount that we had, and they said absolutely. So he's requested, you know, the $5,000 towards that, and we should see it reimbursed.
Okay, so really our out-of-pocket cost would be $4,700 then?
Correct.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Great. Well, hearing no further discussion, we have a motion and a second. I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I got
Thanks,
one
Chief
other
Wolf. Thing. Do you have anything else? Okay.
Just one other thing, and it's not really, you know, nothing he's acting on. I got a gentleman, a firefighter that I've shifted over to light duty. I don't expect him to be there long. It's Nick Thornton. He has an injury to his shoulder, I believe, and we shifted him, we put him in prevention with Todd to give him some assistance. But I don't think he'll be there more than a month.
All right. Thanks for the heads up. Mm-hmm. All right. Administrator Potts, back to you.
The only other thing I have is, this is fire department related too, and this was listed under the fiscal officer's section, but it's a resolution regarding Trish's stitches for the fire department. And I know that the fiscal officer may have that information, but it was a resolution to pay for embroidery. I guess maybe if Chief Welch could kind of elaborate on that a little bit too, maybe.
Yeah, that's part of our uniform costs every year. You know, we do uniforms twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall. And we have versus stitches. They supply all of our button-up uniforms. And we've been having such a hard time with uniform vendors. We finally went back to them, and they've been doing us very good since then. But our guys haven't received any button-up shirts for over a year just because of, you know, we can't find a quality vendor. If we can get a resolution to pay that bill as well, I believe that's the process.
Do we have an amount for that?
What was the amount for that fiscal officer? You had that for the Trish stitches?
We gave it to you, but I
don't
have it.
Okay. It was a little over 3,000, I believe.
And he's looking for that. This is Trustee Fusher. I wanted to comment in regards to, I've got the amount here. It's $3,248.01. This has been a strong advocate for the fire department in the past, and they have done a lot of work since I've been trustee, and has done great work for the township. So I would, if there's no further discussion, I would second that, Mr. Chairman.
So we don't have a motion. So you're making a motion to accept that resolution.
Correct.
Okay. I will second that. I'll gladly second that. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
If I could add to the board as well, right now we're going through a bunch of changes, especially with aligning the fiscal officer and things. So I'm working with Mary and Mr. Potts about figuring out what items need a resolution, which one don't. Before in the past, any type of maintenance or service contracts, we didn't get one. So we're ironing it out, and I think we're moving forward, and everything's actually working well. I mean, just continuing on, and I feel positive about the way the direction's heading.
Great. Thank you. Administrator Potts, anything else?
I just wanted to clarify on the resolution for the fire gear, the $9,853.24. The resolution number is 20-110.
Thank you.
Trisha Stitches would be 20-111.
No, it's 101.
Thank you.
It's 101.
Sorry. Oh, it was a four. Yeah, it was back further. I'm sorry.
It was assigned earlier.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Great. Mark, anything else?
That's all I have. Mr. Chairman, thank you very much.
Go ahead.
I apologize. I do have one more thing. Something arrived in the mail, and I'm just looking for a motion. Received documentation from Franklin County Economic Development and Planning that there is, Franklin Township has in the past always signed on to their Housing and Urban Development Entitlement Program, and that is a program that allows for block grants within the county. And the way it was explained in the letter to us is that it was an agreement that was passed by the township back in 2018, and it has to be renewed. And there is a letter that goes along with it saying that you either want to continue participation or you want to opt out of participation going further. So they are strongly advising that we continue and rather than opt out, because what would happen is if the township would opt out, then there would not be HUD block grants provided within the township limits within Franklin County.
Yeah, so, I recall that. I would be in favor of that.
So what I would ask the
Ralph, Ralph, are you going to make a motion to
yes, I would make a motion, yes, sir.
Okay, I will second that. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, if I can make a statement, please.
Yes, go ahead.
With what we have received from the Economic Planning Department, this just goes to show one of the areas that we have really needed an administrator to oversee these things, because if we would have been overlooked on this or if we would have acted on this, Franklin Township would not benefit from this. So I'm just recognizing to the board as well as to the public that the needs for having an administrator stay on top of things like this that's going to benefit the township.
I agree. Duly noted. Well said. Administrator Potts, did any questions come in per the chat or the email that you had set up?
There is nothing on the Zoom group chat. Let me check my email one more time. There is nothing that came along in the email for questions. And for due diligence, I will check on the Facebook that there, I see that there was no questions that came through specific to this on Facebook.
Okay. Well, is there anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a great evening.
Thank you.